James, these appointments came on a day when there was a lot of controversy in the country. There was some infighting within the Unity Party regarding the second batch of appointments. There were concerns that the party since were not being consulted about the appointments that came the second time. And some of the people were not, they didn't get the blessings of some of the partisans, especially the young ones. And so the names that were put up early in the day, Wednesday, did not make it to the final listing that came out late last night. As a result, people are wondering whether the president is under pressure from his partisans and from his supporters regarding the cabinet listing he's being putting out.
So let's talk about the latest appointment. I see that he has nominated his foreign minister. What can you tell us about these latest appointments?
Well, the most controversial is the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Madam Sarah Nyati Beslow. The last couple of days, there was some within the party, the Unity Party, were saying that she has some issues with her education credentials. She made a post on social media on Tuesday saying that she was ready to fight for her position in the Senate at confirmation hearing. And we're looking to see how the Senate will respond to what she posted and what the education credentials had to say. The other nominees that came up was Ami Modad. He's a businessman in Liberia. He owns a hotel, Bellacasa Hotel, and other businesses around the country. He's the former chairman of the Unity Party. And so he's one of those who's been in the limelight for some time for that position. And so two of the names that came up was the Minister of Health and Education. Those two names were kind of new to that brain community. So we're looking to see how that plays out also. They also named the head of the Drug Enforcement Agency, Abraham Kumar. He's a former deputy police director for operations. He was expected to be appointed as police chief, inspector general of police, but apparently he has settled for the Drug Enforcement Agency. As you know, James, drugs played a major role in Liberia's last 6 years. There were a lot of drug trafficking situations. There were apprehension of drugs at the port of Monrovia and other at the airport also. So the key position here would be interesting to see how the Senate confirmation hearing deals with Mr. Kumar as he takes on this position. And so that's what's been happening in the last 24 hours.
Rodney, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you, James.